Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman.
And yes, it is the Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman, only on cliffcentral.com. My name is Lesego Mapanga. And during the break, I pretty much dampened the mood with myself, Candace Carlson, and Craig O'Sexy.
Yeah.
Only because if one of us is dampened and depressed and everything, then so should like
everyone.
Everybody else be. I mean, can you imagine if we went through that alone?
I mean,
get your life. So every time we play a song in Vanak, I always love doing this thing because we just played
Candace,
Ray T.
What does it mean?
We just played Ray T and we're going to be interviewing her in a couple of minutes. But I'm on a find out, Candace, what does come do they mean?
Party. Come party.
Oh, my days.
Come closer, babe. Come
closer. That really means party, essentially, if you're going to come closer. There's a whole party happening.
How do you always find a way to like justify the nonsense
comes out?
I was close. I'm close enough.
Do you know what I was waiting for? No, it's a chairman of endearment. That's like her go-to.
But that was right.
Yeah.
That was right.
I don't think I would call it nonsense. I think she's just got nice comeback lines. She's got nice comeback.
She's witty.
I think my comebacks are on a scale of 1 to 10, like a solid 5.
Mm,
but I'm getting there.
Are you?
I'm getting there.
I thought you're quite witty. So like you're witty with like no talent. Like your wittiness has no purpose. Like I hate people like...
Tech.
You know, like people that were good at Afrikaans in high school. Like now what? Huh? What has become of your life?
You can take back the land easier.
But see, what use does being good at Afrikaans have? Nothing.
But also you can't say that. I feel like, you know what? When you are good in Afrikaans, you are socially esteemed. You know what I mean? Like,
what does that
no,
even mean?
Not really.
No, I feel like, you know, all those black guys that like can speak like proper Afrikaans, when they speak, you just be like...
Shepu. Shepu and
Shabalala. You know, it just sounds like I can speak Afrikaans, guys. Okay, good for you. But yeah. It's got that thing, man.
Did any of us
especially
do well?
Especially if you're a rugby player.
Did anyone of us do well in Afrikaans?
Yeah.
I got a C second language. That's good for me. I got a matric exam.
So for me it's so awkward. My Afrikaans mark was higher than my English mark.
That is so strange.
Yeah. That I didn't see that coming. Even when I wrote, I didn't see that coming.
Do you actually still remember your grades? I mean, some of us, I mean, matriculated 5,000 years ago, so.
I can remember some of them. Like, I can't remember what I got for LO, for example.
What is LO? Guys, I did bunch of education.
Everyone got an A for LO.
LO was my lowest mark.
What is LO? Life
you
orientation.
You were napping in the class.
Is it life orientation?
Yeah.
Life orientation. Guys, I did higher grades than grade, the proper stuff.
Mm.
Bantu. Education, like the real
Bantu Ed.
They're not math lit. No.
Bantu Ed, babes.
Trigonometry, you know.
So let's find like, because I mean, it's not all about us. I don't know. I can't remember. Yeah, I can remember some of them. Producer job, you doing your job there, working very hard while we're out here messing about. Do you remember your marks?
High school.
Yeah.
Trick. Vaguely, but I know, like, I killed it. I don't remember them off by heart, but
so what do you think you averaged?
No, my average was good, but my average was 83.
Oh yeah. No, you were brilliant.
No, I killed it. Like,
no, you're brilliant.
I'm the only one here who had
but
a
then I don't
average.
Understand why they gave you a pink slip in high school.
Because I was also a vocal.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm one of those as well.
You mean imagine like, becoming a viral sensation?
I just take no for an answer. So yeah.
So my thing is, right, because we always get those memes like, hey, you there that was taking down names in high school, what are you now? Like, have you made it? Like, have you superseded your mother's dreams of you becoming a superstar? Do you think like you've made like your parents proud job?
Yeah.
From where you are?
This weekend, okay, I've been telling my grandparents, right?
Yeah.
That I'm on radio, I do this and that, but old people don't know. When you say you're on radio, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
So this weekend, I showed them the clips that we've been recording.
The video ones?
Yeah.
And those are coming out soon, guys. Like, just shout out on YouTube streets. But
so
cool.
Finally, that's when they got to understand, okay, this boy is not effing around. He's actually
it's
doing
serious business.
Something. Again. So I feel, yeah, I've made them proud in all aspects, from education to where I am now.
Right through. Craig O'Sexy?
I was a disappointment in matric, guys. I never even qualified for anything at tax. I had to go via the UNISA route. So they were quite disappointed at first.
Yeah.
But I showed them flames. I was like, you know what? As soon as I get that tax student number, I will show you flames. And I did. So I think right now they're okay. They're just not happy the fact that I'm not married and I don't have a kid. You know?
Yeah, there's always those petty things. Like, does your mom stress you out, Candace? You don't have kids yet? But she gets stressed out.
But she's 12.
Candy's I'm 12. Estranged from my parents. So you guys, and you guys keep asking me parent stuff and like, what would your mom and dad do? Like, I can't answer that. I don't know.
Can I be honest? I feel the same way.
I don't
way.
Think they'd be proud of, I don't think they care what I get up to. So to be quite honest.
Because for me, I'm really questioning this whole make your parents happy thing. Because if this entire week we've been talking about how some people should not be parents, right?
Yeah.
And you have parents that are not supposed to be parents. Oh. And now you have, now as their offspring, you now have the responsibility of making those people who can't do their own job and make them proud. That doesn't even make sense to me. So this whole African thing, like, you know, because I was watching Dave, but it's a long story. But this whole African thing of, you know, always make your parents proud, never fight them.
No, fuck that.
That is such bullshit.
It's bullshit.
That's why I've always been a black sheep in the family.
And this thing of your parents are always right. Fuck that.
That
that's
is
not
such
true.
Rubbish.
Bullshit.
You guys are so angry though. Yo, the
no,
no, but it's the reality. It's the reality if you've lived it.
It's frustration.
It's because you know when you grow up, there'll weird things like don't stand in between the door. For fuck's sake, why not? Like I'm gonna be struck down.
You know what I mean? And then when you tell them, they're like, no, 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 you're too clever. Like,
yeah,
you're too edgy.
Shut up. Bam.
You
get what I'm saying? So it's those panic and frustrations that have been like, fuck that. You raised me to have my own thoughts and my own mind to become my own person. And I am that now. Screw making you proud. Like, come on.
I'm really like, I'm having a really big moral debate internally about this. Because I'm not going to lie, it doesn't feel right sometimes when you like question certain things, but you like, you know they're wrong.
No, I think in society there's this thing that parents are always right and your parents are always great. And there's just this standard, right? That parents are great and your mom's great and your dad's great and they need to be respected. That is bullshit. We need to start having conversations about trash parents because they do exist. And that's the truth.
And they're very trash.
And they're horrible. And that's the thing when Les says some people weren't meant to be parents. 100%.
I resonate with you.
100%.
That was probably the most romantic thing I've ever said.
To Candace.
Candace ever heard. She was like,
orgasm vibe.
He's the one.
But no, genuine. When you look at the relationship I have with my grandparents now, it's not a grandson grandparent relationship. Mm. It's a peer relationship.
Mm.
Let us talk as peers. Let us reason as peers. Not Uguti, I'm going to tell you this and whether you like it or not,
it's
going to happen. No, let's reason. Let's show each other. And that's how a relationship should be.
Yeah.
Yes, growing up when you don't know any right from wrong,
yeah,
then they're your guidance. But once you can reason...
But once you can reason and comprehend and you realize that you've been living in a fucking
then
cult...
Then you start reasoning and...
Then and that's one you start questioning.
That's one thing I respect about the colonialist relationships with their kids.
Yeah, no, white people. No, for real.
They have that.
No, for real. They have that.
That's one thing I respect.
I'm telling you.
Because when those kids, when they leave home, they're already adults. They're no longer kids.
And emotionally, they're mature. Like Bona, I got you.
Everything.
It's just really nice, I think. I don't know. They got that right. That's what white people got right, I guess.
I think those horoscopes of yours would apply to them with their age, when they should get married and whatnot.
Yeah.
Because straight out of varsity, 22, a guy gets married.
Yeah, no, that's for realsies. That's white
people,
right?
That's white people.
They don't even fuck around. And they'll end up staying married to these people for years.
Yeah, no, that's true.
They'll grow old with these people.
But I just do feel like, you know, with regards to black parents, they grew up under so much oppression.
Just
let me finish. Hey.
And I've heard that one before.
They've grown up under so much oppression that they actually take out their frustration on their kids as we grow. You know what I mean? Like, especially when you look at how black parents discipline. You know, I remember when I was young, the way I was beaten up, it was just like ridiculous. You know, and I have some memories of it. And I'm like, but honestly...
So Joe and I are busy looking at Candace's eyes, guys. And if looks could kill,
I'd be dead.
I just want to counter what he says. And I get that argument a lot where they're like, no, but you must understand where they come from. Fuck that. Why does everyone else get it right? Why did everyone else get it right?
You're right. There are some brilliant parents, black parents, that got
then
it right.
Then why did
who
you nap on the
same,
fucking job?
Who come from
who
the
come
same,
from the same
environment.
Exactly.
Environment.
Even worse. Yeah. So how did you nap on the job, winner?
Do you know what's the one I hate? When there's like, so we're doing this whole unconscious bias rubbish at work.
Yeah.
And I'm like, guys, the problem is not unconscious bias. The problem is conscious bias. When you know you're racist and you're being racist. And then people are like, no, but you gotta, understand it's gonna take time. No, 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 no.
No,
like,
no, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
Learn and unlearn.
Like that DSD, like that guy
on Super Sports.
Ashwin Willemser. Ashwin Willemser. Yes, 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 yes.
Hey, man, he's your people. Get his name right.
Ashwin Willemser.
Thank you.
Sorry.
That was nonsense.
That was utter.
That's true.
And then now, today, like on the news, there was like, no, there's like no racism. Like, obviously, like we can see it. And people always wonder, how can you just jump to conclusion when you see something from the outside? Because I am black and
I know
in
it.
South Africa,
I live
know it,
it.
I feel it,
day.
I can sense it, I can smell it.
And someone said, it might, you might look from the outside looking in, you might not have sensed it initially. But it's in the way it's the things that he felt. It's the subtleties that white people, like many times, it's the subtle notions, it's the subtle comments that they make that and that's what throws you off. And you often can't even prove it because you've experienced it and you know it, but no one else perceives
it
the way
it's coming.
You. So it's very hard to prove it sometimes.
It's like the handbags being clutched very closely as
you walk
by.
It's the
cars being locked immediately. Yeah. It's very subtle.
It's the subtleties. It's when you walk in, the room goes quiet. Mm. It's
the weird smile.
The fake smile. Never mind the
it's not weird, it's fake. I hate that smile with all my soul.
But don't we all practice fake smiles?
No, I don't. I don't smile.
I do.
When you smile at me, I just look at you.
Guys, I mean, like, there's some level that we
I enjoy smiling, though.
I don't practice fake
guys.
I for
every
anything. You will know. If I'm not about you today, I'm not about you.
I
if
get
I'm
that,
about
but
you,
there's
I'm
sometimes where
you
just need to be like,
nope.
No.
Return the favor.
No.
Smile back.
No.
We're happy.
No.
Why waste that energy?
No. We refuse.
Ah, refuse.
No.
You think we're going to take back the land by smiling?
Chief.
Guys, can we not drag it to that level? It's the smile. How did
it
smile?
It is. That's how it started. It started with them with the smile in a mirror, and then now the land was gone.
Okay, I'm going to call Bank Tlantla again.
Like, that's where it started.
Yeah, true.
Before AfriForum storms this place with all five members that voted for them, let's play some stuff that are relevant, and let's maybe, like,
And
cool off just a little bit, man.
Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman.
What's a birthday without any presents? We want to celebrate our birthday by sharing the love with you, our loyal listener. You've been part of our Unradio family. Now we want you to be part of our Unwired revolution. For our fourth birthday, CliffCentral.com is giving away the Cliff Central Unwired earphones to you to say thank you for supporting us along the way. The Cliff Central Unwired earphones have received raving reviews. They connect wirelessly to any smartphone, laptop or tablet for listening to podcast, music, videos and even phone calls. Want to score yourself a pair? Then tell us why you love CliffCentral.com. Include the hashtag CliffCentralTurns4 in your post and you stand a chance to be one of our lucky winners. It's that simple. So go crazy on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, even our WhatsApp line, hashtag CliffCentralTurns4, and tell us why you love listening to Unradio. Discover more by visiting CliffCentral.com.
Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman.
So guys, we've had our birthday. Obviously, I'd like to highlight that.
Sure.
But that doesn't mean we can't celebrate more than once, right? So if you guys do want your own set of earphones, look, guys, these are incredible earphones. You want your own pair. So check out CliffCentral.com and cop yourself your own pair of really dope earphones. I'd like to say that the competition is redundant and that was an error on our side. I do apologize. Love and light. Let's continue, guys. So can I just point out something quickly?
Yes.
That blew me away. So there's a kid that's currently missing. Katleho Marite, I think.
Oh.
Yes. And get this. This is the part that shook me to my core.
Me too.
They are they want a Bitcoin ransom. I mean, what even is that? Like, they want 4 bitcoins. Now, Les, you're in this industry.
1.5 million.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got you. Per
coin.
No, in total.
Oh.
4 bitcoins equals 1.4 million rand.
Yes.
I mean, 1.5 million rand right now, yeah.
I just want to know when the game changed like that. Because that was an overnight change. True. I mean, we went from guap to like, oh, no, we want bitcoins. So alarm bells, red flags in my head is these are definitely foreign people because they were first to jump onto the Bitcoin trail. I don't know.
That was quite xenophobic.
No. When I say foreigners, I'm saying other countries have jumped onto Bitcoin prior to us.
Are you saying African?
Okay, so America was the first. They blazed the trail on this.
Who do you think kidnapped this kid? Do you think they're black?
To be quite honest, yeah, they're probably black. I think.
From which country do you think they're from?
I definitely don't think they're from South Africa.
Wow. I don't know. It just sounds very, yeah, a lot of stereotypes there. But anyway,
it is a stereotype, and I'll stand by the stereotype. Yeah. Right, that's my stereotype.
I got you.
It is what it is.
Said what I said.
So speaking of stereotypes, I thought it was shook also that it's like 4 Bitcoin. Like, what the hell? Like, but it's very smart the way they did it. But anyway, I just keep saying, there might even be bankers. You just never know.
You just never really know exactly, you know?
Especially bankers. Bankers are so shady. But anyway, speaking of shady people, right?
Can I just say, I hope we can find this child.
Yeah, true.
I really do.
I hope Katleho comes home safe.
But on a lighter note, I just found this hilarious tweet that was so intense, I needed to just comic relief it up. Somebody just tweeted, would you rather accept 2 rand from God or 2 million from Satan? And then someone commented and said, this is not Facebook.
Yeah, I saw that.
I mean, don't those chain emails just annoy you?
They are the worst ever. Like, I can't deal with that at all. Anyway, guys, so
Let's hope the child is found.
Yeah,
can I just do something right now?
Yeah,
because so you guys can't see the studio yet because we're not on YouTube, but there's two producers at the back.
Yeah, right? And they're wiling out. So I would like to just clarify my statement. Sorry, can I just?
No, not even. I actually want to know what thinking it is.
Because there's a huge issue coming in from what I just said about the Bitcoin thing.
And we're just feeling so much pressure.
If anyone feels offended by what I said, please do contact us at the Urban Culture Drive on all the social networks. And I'd like to just engage
and
like grown-ups.
And tell you your business.
On this topic. And I did not mean to offend anyone if I did. Y'all are so sensitive.
Jeez.
Let's move on.
Producer Polissa.
Yes.
Let's get to know each other. What touched you in your studio today? Nothing? You happy? All love? I mean, you're sitting next to Job. Jesus. Job's a sexy man and he loves so hard.
No, the thing is I forgive very quickly, so I've already forgotten. Forgive.
Oh, thank God.
Anyway, producer Job.
What up?
Are you happy?
I'm happy.
Are you over your past relationships?
It's funny you should ask that, but yeah. It's done.
Why is it funny that I should ask them? What happened this weekend?
No, we were having a conversation about the exact thing, same thing yesterday with Candace.
Oh.
She was asking the exact same question.
You know what's scary about these things, Candace? You must be very careful with these niggas because, like, they get over it, right? And then, like, they say they're okay and they break down. And then secretly when you're not there, the one day when you're at the show, they go and contact their ex-bad bads and then everything goes into, like, I will not go through
100%.
That.
100%.
So for someone who's not in a relationship, you constantly go on.
Do you know what my issue is? It's because when you guys get into relationships, you bring us with you.
Yeah.
Because now, like, you're all Google Gaga and you're happy all the time. And sometimes me and Candace don't want to be happy. But because you're happy, you're killing the whole vibe. Now we must all be
now
happy.
Now we're forced to be happy.
Now if you guys are unhappy, we must also be unhappy.
Yes.
Why must it be on your side and not ours?
Because it's nice on our side.
Anyway, when you said you were wiling out, it was me putting input. It wasn't the black guys were Bangladesh, what Pakistanis guys who kidnapped. It wasn't a fight. So you got touched over.
No, I got touched by the fact that the mooches went somber and no one wanted to engage the topic with me and tell me, Candace, okay, cool, why?
And
I'm looking at people giving me side eyes like, how dare you? Oh, is this a race issue? Oh, is this I'm about to Ashwin Willem, sir,
okay,
this bitch.
Okay,
that's what
okay,
we were
okay,
trying to bring
okay,
back and
let's
say,
just,
include us.
Yeah,
include us.
Okay,
it was Bangladesh.
Okay, so you guys going like this, does that mean...
Like hand signals.
It's not black guys, it's Bangladesh guys.
Oh, cool.
Listen, babe, I agree with you.
Support of your convo.
Because I was so touched right now. I'm waiting for backlash.
You know when the whole Ashley Valencer thing happened and they were like, white media was like, he stormed off the set. And then black people were like, no.
He actually walked.
Have you have you seen colored people wild out? Have you seen them storm? Which is exactly what Candace was about to do now.
Yeah, she was about
to. I'm like, if you want to see a colored person, if you want to see a colored person rage, then you can't say that Ashley Valencer was raging. Candace was raging now. That's, I mean.
No, what wasn't raging?
Was that mild?
That was me mild.
Shit, I'm so scared of you.
No, but I never quite get angry. I've never wild.
True story.
In like a fit of anger. And I must, that stereotype missed me. Sorry. I will not claim that.
You're annoyingly happy majority of the time. I hate people like that. People are like always smiling.
Yeah, I know you hate happy people. You want everyone to be in your little bubble of sadness and depression.
Yeah, like at least like mellow it out. You know, like keep it level.
Yeah, I know this guy actually told me we always want people to have like energy in this industry, but you have way too much.
Yeah,
that's good. You're just a lot.
Like, and you know what happens?
And I don't know how to tone it down.
Just be yourself.
How?
There's no need.
But then you drain the other person on the other side.
You're just going through a PMS.
That's I might be. Cause my thing is, maybe I'm just a grumpy, like boring,
true story,
annoying person. Like in general,
I guess. Yeah, but you really are. No lies, you really are.
Producer Job, do you think I'm like grumpy and miserable? I think I am. Producer Balesa thinks I am. She's busy nodding with a smile.
It's all that money.
Shots fired today.
It's all that money.
It's like too many shots. Mm-mm. Anyway, today's not about me. Today's about other people, because never about us, because we always have cool guests.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it's about Candace. Most of the time, it's about Craig.
I'm usually the hottest bitch in the studio, but today someone else has taken that spot. So
it must be so tough.
Thank you very much, Ray T. Okay.
So I want to find out, and seeing that you let the cat out of the bag, I'll just let you do the thing. Let me just shut up. Switch off my mic.
So he's pulling an Ashwin Willemser right now. We'll get him to calm down in just a second. You can report to management if you have any issue. Anyway, Ray T, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you very much.
We're excited to have you, girl.
I'm excited to be here.
Oh, definitely. Ray T, I'm going to start with, we always ask people this. So you got to break down the Ray T. How did that come about?
How did it get from Rachel, to the beautiful name that your mother gave you, to Ray T?
Well, it's actually simple. I'm Rachel Tato Chabalala. Mm-hmm. So I just said Ray, then cut the Tato, then T.
Oh, yeah.
Ray T. Simple as that.
Okay, awesome. So that's sort of like the stage name vibe.
It is.
Okay, awesome stuff. So so we're going to jump right into it. So we want to know the journey from how did you get into the specific industry of becoming a vocalist? And also, what were you doing prior to it? So let's start there. So what were you doing prior to music? Before you chose music, what were you, a corporate girl? Were you working in a call center? Were you in marketing? What were you doing?
Yeah.
Were you studying?
Yeah, I was doing a lot of things.
Tell us all about it.
I was a waitress. Okay. I was a cleaner. I was an admin. I was a receptionist. I was working at a retail store. I worked at Pick and Pay. I was a packer at some international firm. Yeah, before actually singing. And it actually took me a while to find what I was actually called for.
Wow. Yeah. How did you find out? Okay, cool. I was born for music. At what point did you get to that point?
I wasn't born for music. I didn't know that until now. Okay. I wouldn't lie and say I started when I was 2, 3. Yeah. No. I was actually a backup vocalist at church.
Got you.
For like 3 years. Truly speaking, people I grew up with, okay, I did like traditional dances and sang in some groups, you know, mm-hmm. those traditional groups. And but even now when they say you a singer, like for real, you did an album, I was like, yeah, that no. When you were young, you didn't even know how to sing at all. So it actually at all. So it actually started when I was a backup vocalist at church, and then some guy just decided, you know what, there's these guys that want a vocalist. Mm-hmm. They're doing a house genre. Can you try it? I was like, I can't do this. And then I decided, you know what, okay, let me just try it. And then the minute I tried that one beat, I was just hooked until now. And that was like only late 2015.
Okay.
So can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Because you were a backup vocalist at church, right? Can I ask, when people go to these church choirs, does anyone ever get rejected?
Yes.
I've never heard of a single person
they do get rejected. Because I remember there was like a little audition for a choir there was shot of like backup vocalists, and like I entered and I had fluid that day. And I was like, let me go try this. They laughed at me. They just laughed until...
What a bunch of evil church people.
They laughed until, I think, 6 months.
Wow.
And then there's actually a choir. You know those main choirs, the main people there.
Yeah.
You know, the worshippers. And then there's like mini choirs that you gather around at a Sunday school or whatever.
Yeah.
So I did that and then they picked me up from there. Then they just put me at the back.
Okay, so that's pretty interesting. So you they initially rejected you when
they
you,
did. They laughed.
So to everyone that has been rejected in any industry, keep on pushing, guys. Yeah. Raiti pushed and she's a rock star today. Yeah. So Raiti, we want to know about your hit single High and Love, which we actually played a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us all about the creative process getting into that. Who did you work on that project with?
I worked with the guy called DJ Tagson.
Okay.
From Ivory Park in Tembisa. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the third songs I did in 2016. And that's the first song that got me recognition throughout, like other producers like me because of that song. Not my first song. Okay. That song. So it actually opened doors.
So you would then say High in Love was your breakout hit.
Yes, High in Love was my breakout hit.
That sort of put you on the map.
Yeah, it was.
Have any like super like famous artists reach out to you after the song and go, wow?
Yeah, they did. I've worked with Lives of the Villain, AJ, Arthur Sun. I've worked with African Roots. I'm about to work with Mix. And then I worked with a lot of people. I worked with Dosline from Mabala Noise.
Okay, so you've worked with a couple of like influential people.
Yeah, I have.
So while we're on that topic, who would you really like to work with in the future?
Oh God, DJ Fresh, actually.
Yeah.
I would love to meet that guy.
Yeah.
And actually, but I love Monique Behems.
Oh, she's amazing.
She is the reason why I actually learned how to write songs.
Wow.
I think on the second song after High in Love, I remembered that there's this album that I liked, Monique Behem's album. Mm-hmm. I actually loved Kissing Strangers. That was my favorite song since high school. Oh. So I was like, okay, cool. This is the woman I want to be or want to work with one day. Yeah. And I also want to work with Moby Dixon. Oh,
okay.
I love the guy.
And they're always listening to our show, I hope. So guys, if you're listening to the show, please hit Raiti up.
Please, Moby.
Raiti, we want to know about your future plans. What can we look forward to for the coming year?
I have an album that is out. It's titled Intro.
Beautiful.
And then it's out on platform stores. And then it'll be in musical stores month end. I pray.
So it's currently out on digital platforms.
Yes,
so your
is.
iTunes, Google Play, yes. Spotify.
Yeah.
That is so exciting.
Girls question, who do you not want to work with?
I don't want to work with.
Yeah, who do you think is like really rubbish in the industry right now? And you're like, why
no
are you
one.
Making music?
Shame.
She's being so politically correct. She's being so politically correct.
But also she's too new to make a call right now.
Yeah.
Like, No one, actually. I don't think there's any other bad person. I would actually love to work with those that actually backstab me. But anyway, I would love to work with anyone.
You know what? I know that you're a superstar, right? Because the biggest stars on this show have always been the people who have come late. Have you realized?
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Oh, yeah.
So already, like, you have. So clearly, like, you already have that thing. That's how we know. No, it's not a bad thing. That's how we know on this show. We're like, okay, we know it's going to blow up. We know it's not going to blow up. But, like, I think there's one thing that you guys all have in common is how we're going to play this next game. Yeah, listen, I want and every time this happens, I always want to tell people, listen, I'm sorry for what's about to happen, but you know, as soon as you become influential, this is what happens to you.
Smash or marry? Would you smash or would you marry? Smash or marry? Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman.
Yes, guys, you heard it. It's Smash or Marry with your fave Raiti. Raiti, I hope you're ready for Smash or Marry. It's a little game we like to play, so
Should I be scared?
Oh yeah, you should be very afraid.
Very afraid.
Very afraid. So I'll explain the rules. It's quick play. I'll throw a name at you. You'll tell me if you'll smash or marry. It's very gender fluid as well. And enjoy the game. We all
I
play.
I hope my potential whatever is not listening.
Let's hope so. Let's pray. We'll all pray together.
So we'll go anti-clockwise, and I'll start with you, Rayti. Moby Dixon, smash or marry?
Hey.
Oh God, really?
That's right.
Am I allowed to say none of the above?
No. Nope. Yes, choose one.
Smash.
Wow. The person you want to work with. He knows. Hope.
Well, that's the only way y'all gonna work together.
I knew this is gonna be bad.
Lesego Mapanga.
I'm even like, okay, I'm so like, I'm like, you really stripped me of like all my pride and dignity.
Nah, don't worry. This is gonna be an easy one. Lerato Kanyaho. Lerato Kanyaho.
Smash.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. It's not my type.
Mm. Sure. With those golden shoes, no.
Craig. Oh, sexy.
Yes, darling.
I want to know if you'll smash Maps Mapunyani.
Maps is, yo, he's a fuckboy though. Like a proper, like, and he's got an ass. And like, yes. Smash. Yeah, smash.
Rayti.
Yeah.
Smash or marry Nadia Nakai?
Whoa. I would marry her.
Why?
I don't know. She's just a strong woman.
Oh, God. Your answers are awful.
Really? But it's correct.
Let me just say this. I will marry her. I'm not saying she's perfect. You know, I'm just saying I will marry her because
you like her.
Yeah, not really. But I would marry her because.
Because what? You say this is tough when you're like, when you're selling music.
Okay, let's just say I like her. Okay. Let's just say I like her.
Okay.
So, but that's a marry.
Yeah, that's
right?
A marry. I'll marry.
Okay, so Lesego Mapanga, I want to know if you'll smash or marry Rouge. Oh.
Smash.
Okay. Craig O'Sexy, yes. Smash or marry? Mm-hmm. Sizwe Dlomo.
Sizwe Dlomo. Not like Sizwe. Okay, cool. Sizwe Dlomo. Sizwe Dlomo is. But he's a married kind of guy. He's like a marriage type of material. I see him as like us having. Yeah. Yeah, definitely married.
So commitment type.
A commitment. He looks like that.
Rayti, smash or marry Lasizwe, since we're on it.
Wait, who's Lasizwe?
Oh.
My God.
It's okay.
You know, moving on. DeCapo.
DeCapo. Whoa. I'll smash him.
You'll smash him, baby.
You said this so, like, there was. This is the most so excited I've heard you the whole show. Like, there was so much emphasis on that. You know, have you ever thought that some of these questions that we asked, maybe they've happened already?
No, they haven't.
No, most of them have happened because that's how I asked them. Many of your smashes, I know 100% happened.
Okay.
Prego 6, your smashes, I know 100%.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
mine, nothing happened because I've never met these guys.
Of course, you're going to say that, Rayti.
Yeah,
but I haven't met these guys.
Playing, my baby. Playing. Am I with you, Liz?
Yeah.
Gareth Cliff.
Whoa.
Smash.
Why?
Your just, own boss, though.
Yeah, the thing is, he's always grumpy and like depressed, and so am I. So, like, it won't work. Like, there's too much depression in there. Like,
we cheer each other up.
Yeah, like, we hate everyone. You know? So, yeah, it's too much. No.
Craig O'Sexy.
Yes, babe.
Prince Harry.
Prince Harry's marriage material. What are you even talking about? I'll give my left ball for that man.
You would go through all the ostracizing, everything. All of that.
Prince.
The queen looking at you funny your whole life.
Hey, guys. Oh, palace. I'm sorted. My generation is sorted.
Get the bag.
Thank you.
So let's wrap this up. Last round. My baby. Smash or marry?
Oh, God.
Let's just make it easy for you. Ifani.
Huh? Okay, I'll just marry the dude. Hey.
Yo,
I feel like you're making you like we pressured you into it.
Yeah, is that how old girls feel? She was like, I'll marry him. Yeah, Suga, the world is gonna end anyway.
Yeah,
you know.
So, gonna ask then, okay, fresh.
Oh, God, smash, marry both, and G.
Wow,
and knowing fresh, you probably like would be up for that.
And you know, he's not so fresh anymore, so
come on, really now.
And you, Lesego, fresh, smash, or marry?
No, he scares me. Have you seen the size of that man? That man is scary. But I mean, it's tradition. Like, we always like ask you at the end. Joel. And you never like it. So can you ask, you know?
Ask.
Fresh.
Smash or marry?
Yeah.
Smash him. All the time. He can text me like, speed dial.
But why not marry? I mean, he's got racks.
Because he's currently married.
Yeah, so polygamy.
No, I'll be the side.
Yeah, being side.
Yeah, it's
like I prefer being a side.
You're job. A visionary.
Yeah.
Like
collect money. Be like a side of like 10 different niggas and just collect.
What?
Yeah.
True story.
All the bag. Right.
Find work? A banker, find a teacher, find a someone that works in government and find a general corporate worker. And then because the payment will be very regular. So some get paid on the 15th, some on the 20th, some on the 6th. Like it's lit.
And some is just constant.
Some just have constant cash flow.
Thank you.
It's you know what, Rated? It's
oh my
great.
God,
thank
I just
so
feel like
playing.
I've been bedvented like for you right now.
You've been what, my baby?
Oh, gosh.
No, my dolls. So it's all just playing. It's all hypothetical. Okay. It's not real. Thank you so much for playing. You've been a great sport, babe.
Thank you very much.
So now that we've all been forced into being
relationships
and being heterosexual, let's actually do the real thing. We're going to step into Craig. We're going to step into Craig. We're going to step into
Oh, wow. What are we trying to say? No, but that's the part of life. This is Evan Gay Chat, Ask a Gay hashtag. I can shell out my crush.
Oh, my God. All I can tell y'all is that it's about to go down.
That is so deep. We deal with different kinds of LGBTI plus aspects.
Oh, hell no.
Urban Culture Drive.
I'm just curious why my sting is not changed, like, you know, why wasn't it upgraded? You know what I mean? I feel like, you know what? But anyway, guys, this is hashtag Ask a Gay with Craig or Sexy. Thank you so much, Rachel, for joining us. I'm not even going to, like, take too much time because, you know, it's about to wrap. Guys, you know, a few years ago, about 2 years ago, I had a friend who moved abroad in America.
Mm-hmm.
And I was studying at Tux, obviously, but they moved way earlier. So mm-hmm. we were in high school friends and mm-hmm. so forth. And he said something very stupid on Facebook. And I think we all have different kinds of friends, you know, mm-hmm. those who've made it, though, you know, those who haven't, the haves and the have-nots. And this guy wrote to me, he wrote something on Facebook, and I said to him, listen, you're being an idiot right now because you're being very classist. I get the fact that you moved overseas and everything.
Yeah.
You made it. Your gay life is thriving right now. You're doing the most.
Yeah.
And you know what his response was to me? He's like, someone called me an idiot. You are in Africa. And I get
that. Wow, he said that.
He literally said
nigga
that.
Was born in this whole
nigga
country,
was born
in a whole
country,
Africa.
But also he's been there for a while.
Moves to the United States.
And he's moved to the United States. And, you know, he's like, no, someone, you call me an idiot, you're in Africa. And it just got to me, the fact that, you know, a lot of people that are overseas or people that actually move from the country, specific African people or even, you know, any other race, like, you know, not even limited to race, when you move overseas, you think you've made it. You think you've just done the most. And I was like, but how does that even happen? Why would you call me an idiot? I called you an idiot because you're being an idiot. And then after that, you say that I'm in Africa.
Sorry. It's basically, basically like someone who's been broke all their lives and then they have money all of a sudden and then they call everyone broke.
You know what I mean?
Type thing, like they look down on everyone else.
Ray, give me your opinion on this. What would you, if you had that kind of scenario, let's say, for example, right now you're an up-and-coming artist, you have a friend who makes it, go overseas, and they would like put you in that kind of situation.
Yeah. Well, I have.
Oh, please elaborate.
Well, I have. But what I usually do is that, whatever. That's what I do. I don't actually get into conflict with anyone.
Really?
I don't.
These are politically correct answers.
Unless it be my mom or be my family or whatever. But I don't. Like, especially in the music industry.
I get you. But what is it about Americans and or people that have moved overseas that just all of a sudden they just look down on, you know,
because they think that you won't get there. Like, they think you won't get there where they are.
I think it's very, I think it's particularly predominant with artists, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So we have this assumption that, like, music from America is better than music here, right? Mm-hmm. And then you also have artists from this side that pretty much copy. You can see it; they copycat other mm-hmm. artists from America. But my thing is, because we're so influenced, because we listen to so much of this,
mm-hmm.
you can almost understand why society is the way it is.
Yeah.
But I mean, Rati, if you had an opportunity to go to America and start becoming a recording artist there, would you take it and stay there?
No, I wouldn't. I'll just
seriously.
No, man.
No, no, no. You don't have to be politically correct. Yeah. I mean, this
I'm
is
like,
serious.
If they're
like from the
you
bottom
stacks,
of your heart,
from the bottom of my heart,
a recording
wouldn't.
Company, let's say freaking
young money
calls you and says, "Wow, we heard about
now
you."
Now you're changing my mind.
Yeah, you see. So you haven't thought this through.
I haven't actually.
I think so.
Yeah.
But you have to start thinking this kind of things through. Since you're going to be internationally big, you're going to be that. I think that's the thing about people that look down on where they're from. And mm-hmm. I think if we were to just bring it back home, I mean, if you look at the fact that you are straight out of Benoni, straight out of wherever, you look at people, from where you're from. You look at them a little bit like, ugh, no man, they're not on my level anymore. I've moved to Joburg. I've kind of made it. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And I think maybe I got hurt by that comment. But the way that I look at it as well, so I put myself in issues. Like the way that I look at people from my hometown, mm-hmm. I'm not looking down on them, but I always feel like they're not on my level mm-hmm. at this time. I'm not gonna roll with my peeps from Limps. You know what I mean?
So it's probably
that's true. I'm agreeing with you. Because recently, like a day before yesterday, this guy, like, I grew up with the guy, not really closely, but same street, in Tembisa. And he was like, "I saw you. I saw your music video on MTV Base. Yeah, you get the money." And I was like, "Huh?
I
got what? No, you got the money. So now you're no longer rolling with us." Like, first of all, I wasn't even rolling with you
in the beginning.
And then, he felt so offended, and I was like, "No, I'm not saying anything." But you cannot just approach me and be like, "Now you've got money because you saw me on TV." You don't even know where I'm at, the level I'm at with my hustle, And you get people that you were working with, through your hustle, and then they like bigger than you now, and they look down on you, like,
"Oh yeah."
And I look at them and be like, "I'm getting there."
Yeah.
When I get there, I won't even look down on you. Yes. I will even want to work with you.
I see. But I do feel like success comes with a bit of class.
It does. It does.
Rachel, you're probably, from what I've heard the whole day, probably the most mature person.
Yeah, true.
Did I say the most politically correct things?
Absolutely.
In the past hour.
But anyway, that is a wrap for me. Ask Gay with Craig or Sexy. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. Please hashtag us on Urban Culture Drive. You can look for us on all the socials. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, everything.
LinkedIn.
All right.
Ray T, what's your Instagram and Twitter handles? Where can people reach you?
Instagram @OfficialRayT, Twitter @OfficialRayT, Facebook, Ray T. I'm like Ray T everywhere.
You're the only Ray T. Is there any other Ray T?
There are, but it's Ray T or T Ray. But yeah, Ray T. @OfficialRayT, Twitter, Instagram.
Awesome stuff. Thank you so much for coming through, Ray T. We always close this show with final words. So do you have final words real quick?
Oh yeah, well, I've got an album out titled Intro. Please go get it. Support. And thank you to people already bought the CD online.
Oh, awesome stuff, man. Craig, final words, parting words.
You know what? Just guys, if you're classist, be classist. Mm-hmm. But don't fake like you're not. Just be who you are. Thanks.
Myself, slay in your lane. And then you, Katleho. I mean,
Cat Lego.
Who's Cat Lego, Candice? Candice, who's Cat Lego?
I'm so sorry.
Ray T, shout out for coming through. As you come through, people forget people's names.
This is CliffCentral.com.